This is Barbara Rudman speaking to you at this time in my role as Lead Trustee for Safeguarding. The trustees have a duty to explain to listeners what we are doing on this topic and why we are doing it. The CARE Act 2014 replaced many separate pieces of legislation with a comprehensive act covering various aspects of care. For the first time, it imposed a duty on councils to keep adults safe from abuse or neglect. Each local authority is required to set up a Safeguarding Adults Board, SAB, and publish a safeguarding plan. Authorities are required to identify and cooperate with people or organisations that are providing a service to meet adults' need for care and support. Our talking newspaper service to blind and visually impaired people is deemed to be such a service. We were therefore in contact with Voluntary Action Calderdale, VAC, an organisation which is funded through Calderdale Clinical Commissioning Group, CCG. VAC offers advice and guidance around best practice on safeguarding and other matters. Chairman John Taylor, together with Doug Simpson and Chris Gill, attended a training session on safeguarding for trustees, run by VAC. The Secretary, Doug Simpson, produced a draft safeguarding policy and procedure document using the information from VAC, together with helpful support from the Talking Newspaper Federation trustee with responsibility for safeguarding, Amanda Reid, who is employed as the Chief Executive of Walsall Society for the Blind. The policy was accepted by your committee on the 10th of August 2015 and is now being implemented. This document states that this organisation takes seriously its responsibility to protect and safeguard the welfare of its listener members and gives definitions of adults at risk of abuse and includes the following practical provisions. All volunteer members will be given a copy of this policy and procedures document explaining their responsibilities. Those trustees and volunteers who the trustees have decided will visit listener members in their homes or otherwise meet them on a one-to-one basis will be checked by the Disclosure and Barring Service, known as DBS. Home visits will be arranged in advance so that listener members have the opportunity to arrange for a family member or carer or friend to be present if they wish. Volunteers having a concern through disclosure or some other means about a listener receiving abuse from another person or persons will immediately contact the Safeguarding Lead Trustee, or if not available, will contact the chairman. They will tell the listener that they are doing this. If you as a listener have concerns about possible or actual abuse from any source to yourself or anyone else, immediately contact the Safeguarding Lead Trustee. If not available, contact the chairman. Now, the contact details are as follows. The Lead Trustee for Safeguarding, Barbara Rudman. Telephone number 01706 551 164 or mobile 07904 152524. The chairman of the trustees is John Taylor. His telephone number is 01706 812903 and his mobile number is 07764 769481. If neither can be contacted, call Calderdale SAB on 01422 393 000 or 01422 288 000 outside normal working hours. If you think a crime has been committed, call the police on 999. Okay, quite a lot to take in, but it has been necessary for us to do this, and any further details, speak to someone on the committee. Okay, bye for now.